We have audio.
His big imbroglio was.
Yes, we have audio.
Do you have it ready to go?
Yes, I've got it.
All right. Is it any setup?
No, it was just basically one night I was sitting here and I found these new little drops that I was fascinated with, and I couldn't think of any better way to place them besides right before the ticker.
Now, why were you playing booger drops? Did he?
I don't know. I found them amusing.
Did he admit to?
That's not what I heard. That is not what I heard.
Did he eat boogers or something?
No, shut up, Danny.
What?
He never did that. He just...
I heard somebody caught him like elbow deep in his nose.
Now that's what I heard too.
Well, who cares? We've all been there.
Yeah,
we've all done that. And
is that what you did, Psycho?
You saw him picking his nose, didn't you?
No, I didn't see him picking his nose.
Well,
I never
somebody
saw
told
him.
You that though, right?
Yeah. And so,
well, come on, tell the story right.
And so, anyway, I was fascinated with the
drops. Are we
gonna
have to get Big Dick in here? Because I'm sure he remembers this.
No, we don't have three segments.
So this happened like three or four times before. It happened about three or four times before he really got mad at me. And finally, about the fifth time that I played the drop before the ticker, he came in here and he put his arms around my neck and choked me and asked me if I was going to stop. Which we had about 10 seconds of dead air because I couldn't get back to the board to hit the commercial break. So that's what happened. And... here's the audio of it if you want to hear it.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that was something else. We don't have it. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I panicked.
Oh, my.
Psycho.
Boy, you do have nothing, do you?
I do have nothing. I admit it.
I support Boogerhorn for putting you in a chokehold.
I do, too.
Oh, yeah, I got it. I got it. It's ready to go right here. Yeah, I've got it.
I thought that was it. It's mislabeled. It's something else, though.
So that's how he became Boogerhorn, huh?
Yes, that's how he became Boogerhorn.
And he was so tormented by all that he wound up quitting the station.
Yes, he finally quit, I think, because
you
he didn't like
off.
It. Yes, he didn't like the moniker.
But don't you guys agree that's an improper way of greeting someone that you might know and might not know?
I would have recognized him instantly. If not by his face, at least by his voice.
Danny, let's put this in.
What happened? What happens?
In a foreign city, okay? We are 4 hours away from Dallas, 3 hours away from Dallas, at a random sporting event, when you're not looking for somebody like that. I'm sure if it was a Christmas party, I'd recognize him. But just a guy in the bathroom who walks up and doesn't say, "Hey, Corby, how's it going, man?" He says, "Hey, I really enjoy what you guys do. I love listening to you."
All right, but doesn't
and you know how many times that happens?
But doesn't that happen most of the time when somebody comes up to you? They don't tell you their name; they just say, "Hey, I enjoy the show," or whatever. Right?
Right? Okay. I know him. You're not supposed to say that. I mean, 5 years from now, if I leave this station, or next week if I leave, and 5 years down the line, I run into you, Reiner, in a bathroom.
He'll have no idea. Who
I'm not going to be like, "Hey, I love listening to you. Great job down there." I'm gonna be like, "Hey, what's up, dude?" You
okay,
know?
I found the audio now. If y'all care.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
This is a cartoon.
Go ahead. Right now, though, it's time for Ticket Ticker, and here is J.P. Hard.
Call me Booger.
The Ticket Ticker.
Seriously, dude, no more.
You see, Junior, I will fight you any day.
All right. Western all right. Warehouse.
Booger.
Oh!
You step all over the sponsor? Is that really what you want to do? This one brought to you by Western Warehouse. Mavericks still looking at free agent forward Joe Smith after Smith's contract with the Timberwolves was voided. Dallas always in the market for a big man. Spurs coming into town.
I've never heard that.
All right, that's enough, dude, okay? All right, Booger.